Min Myo, also known as Zaza, is a former student activist in Burma. He took part in a huge uprising in 1988 in which some 3,000 protesters were killed, and he was imprisoned for 4 months afterward. Min Myo came to the U.S. in 1991 as a political refugee. He volunteers with the U.S. Campaign for Burma and other pro-democracy groups, and he says he's not surprised by the current crackdown.
Well, you know, since I saw the Buddhist monk marching on the street, I suddenly remember the time that I was in 1988. You know, it's a vivid memory for me and very emotional. You know, when I saw that Buddhist marching on the street, I know that the regime's not going to let it go like this. They will do something really bad and brutal in just a matter of days. In the last 2 days, it just started happening what I thought it would happen, and shooting people, killing people, harassing people. And recently I heard that the military troops go around each houses asking people if they have a guest in the house, pull them out. Otherwise, we're going to shoot everybody down in the house.
Pulling out guests who are staying in houses.
Correct.
Did it surprise you as these protests grew and grew that the military had held back for as long as it did?
I'm not really surprised because back in 1988, that's exactly how they did. And they let us go for a little while. And I'm pretty sure that they plan to crack this down.
Are you still getting information from people inside who are able to either call out or email out?
Yes, we've still been receiving. There are a lot of blogs. The people inside, they have some sort of internet access so they can relay the messages and send the pictures up to the people outside.
What's on those blogs? What are you hearing?
Kind of like up-to-date information on what's going on. Like people got shot and this street is closed down and the military troops are coming in and searching all the houses. And also, and one of the things that I read this morning, the guy who got shot yesterday, he has somehow in an accident, and he's just writing that, "I got shot yesterday. I couldn't, you know, go out today. But I heard that monks are getting, you know, get shot and things like that." It's a different story from, you know, all over the place from Rangoon.
You have family still in Myanmar?
Yes.
What are you hearing from them?
I haven't spoken to them for a little while. So, I mean, no news is good news.
Have you tried to contact them?
Not yet. My parents would be worried. For them, is kind of risk.
If you were to call them, it would be a risk to them.
To them, correct. Mm-hmm. But if the government find out, you don't know what they might do to them.
Min Myo or Zaza, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Min Myo, known as Zaza, was a student activist in Burma during the pro-democracy protests of 1988. He now lives in Silver Spring, Maryland.